Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're taking a call from a third grade teacher who is $50,000 in student loan debt and wants to know how to pay that off on a teacher's salary. So let's take the call and figure out exactly how long it's going to take her to pay off this debt. So Steph, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. What's up?
Okay, so I'm calling because I have quite a bit of student debt. I have $50,000 in loans.
Why? Why do you have $50,000 in loans? You realize that's a Tesla Model 3. You could have gotten a Tesla Model 3 Performance instead of going to school.
Unfortunately, to be a teacher, you have to go to college. And in Connecticut, which is where I'm from, teachers also have to get their master's degree.
Why? Okay, wait, really quick. What grade do you teach? I'm curious.
I teach third grade.
I don't get this. Why do you need a master's degree to teach third grade? That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm a firm believer that in order to teach someone, you just got to be a step ahead of them. That's it. I am such a firm believer that to teach anybody, you just got to be a step ahead. Like, to teach a third grader, you just need to know fifth grade, you know? And to teach fifth grade, you need to know seventh grade. Like, I don't know what third grader would need a master's anyway. That's a lot. That's a lot of debt.
Yeah, it is. And I went to state school to, like, save money, and I lived at home for undergrad. And then when I was graduating and everything, I was like, okay, what am I going to do now? Like, I either need to get a job or get my master's because I'd have to get it anyways. And I found a program through the Peace Corps that would let me, like, get my master's degree while I served in the Peace Corps. But the Peace Corps, like, ended up backing out when I was supposed to leave in, like, 2 months because of some, like, mental health issues. And they were supposed to be helping me pay for my master's degree. And that kind of all fell apart. So thanks to the Peace Corps, I'm up $30,000 extra dollars in debt.
Yikes. Okay, so you're $50,000 in debt right now.
Yeah.
How much were you making?
I just got a new job teaching in New York, so my salary went up a bit. It's $60,000 a year. But the last 2 years, I've been making $40,000.
Got it. Okay, so you're at 60 right now. What are your expenses? Because we're going to try to knock down this debt. So 60,000, that is, I take gross, right? That's before you pay any taxes on that.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to guess your take-home pay has got to be somewhere around 45, right?
Oh, I guess. I don't know yet because it's my first year.
Okay. I'm going to guess New York, $60,000, you're probably paying about $15,000 a year in taxes. That's going to be your state tax, federal income tax, all. There's so many taxes you got to pay. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of that. But anyway, you're probably going to be left over with about $45,000. How much do you spend every month?
So I just have started budgeting more recently, and I'm still working everything out. I've kind of been pouring a lot of money into my loan, so it's hard to say like roughly how much I spend.
Let's not. We're not going to count loans. We're not going to count loans. We're going to count how much do you spend on food, rent, car, insurance. We're just going to like your bare bones. What's your budget? How much do you spend?
Okay, so rent is $1,450. That just started because since I moved to New York.
Okay, $1,450.
And that includes like utilities and everything. I usually end up spending like $70 a week in groceries, and then I'll go out like once. So, I don't know, maybe $100 or something.
You're looking at maybe $350 a month in food. Let's just say.
Okay. So $350 a month in food.
Yeah.
Car, I'm still paying off my car, so it's supposed to be $220 a month, but I've been paying it off so far, like, in advance that right now I don't have a monthly payment, so I just, like, keep paying it down whenever I can. Insurance is $116. That may be it.
You got to have more than that. You got to have any sort of entertainment budget. You got to have, let's say, internet, phone, all that sort of stuff. I'm just going to throw on, I'm going to round it off, probably another $350 on top of that.
Sure. You could round it off another $350.
Okay. I'm going to say leftover every single month, you have $1,400 leftover.
That sounds right when I did my budget, yeah.
Okay, so you have $1,400. So $16,800. What is the interest rate of the loan that you have right now?
Four of them are between 3 and 4%, and then the two graduate ones are 5% and 6%.
Okay, so right now at this rate, if you keep everything exactly the same and you don't change a thing, you're going to have all of this paid off in about 3.5 years. That's how long it's going to take you to pay off this debt, assuming you keep everything the exact same. You don't change a thing, your income doesn't go up, you don't spend any more money, and you put all the remaining money towards the student loans. 3.5 years.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's just the math behind it. I mean, that's the reality. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just that is how long it's going to take you.
Yeah, and just my car loan factored in there. I also have a car loan, which also has an interest rate.
How much is the car loan, and what interest rate?
I have $8,000 left on it, and I don't remember my interest rate.
You got to know the interest rate. You got to know the interest rate of that. Okay.
Let's
round it up. We don't need to look it up. Let's round it off to 4. It's going to take you 4 years of living like this. My biggest thing would be if you could find a way to get your living costs down, your housing costs. First of all, the food, $70 a week, that's okay. If you can get that down a little bit more, it's not going to make a huge difference. I would say the biggest one is your housing. So you're paying 14 something in rent. Do you live with a roommate, or what's the situation on that?
Yeah, I actually just moved here. It's fully furnished. I didn't have to buy any new furniture. It includes like heat, electricity, Wi-Fi, everything. So it just made the most sense for me being new to the city and not sure if I want to even stay here to just do something that was like all inclusive. So,
okay, that's fair. So then really my biggest recommendation is you need to budget so carefully and just knock this out in 4 years. Because that's really what you need to do. I would go on mint.com. Or actually, it's like, again, I never recommend spending money on stuff like this, but this is worth it. It's a program called You Need a Budget. That, I think, if you spend, I think it's like $7 a month or something like that. I think if you spend the $7 a month on You Need a Budget, and this is not sponsored by You Need a Budget or anything like that, it's just a really good program to use, you'll save way more than that. Just with the extra money that you're able to save, because it's really going to hold you accountable to this. And I would make very well sure that every single month you're putting away at least $1,400 a month towards student loans, at least. And if you don't do that, like, I want it to be so dire that if you don't hit the $1,400 a month, like, you don't eat. Like, I want it to be so bad that you're like, I am $50 short of hitting my budget, so I got to figure out a way where I can maybe just, like, dumpster dive or do something like that to save that extra $50. It's got to be so severe, and you just do this for 4 years, and then you'll never have to worry about it ever again. Because if you don't stick with this, it's just going to be this looming debt behind you that is going to hold you back in so many ways. If you ever want to buy a property, if you ever want to go and finance anything else, you don't want to have this debt hanging over your shoulders.
I agree completely.
Yeah. So that's all you really got to do. You just got to budget and put away $1,400 a month and 4 years. That's it, 4 years, and then you'll be completely done. And to make you feel better, I mean, there's a lot of people too in their 30s who still have like $50,000 to $100,000 worth of debt who can't find any way to pay those off. So it's not like, you know, it's going to be bad to be like 30 and just, you know, getting out of debt. I mean, you're still doing very well compared to a lot of the people who got in debt $100,000, $150,000 for worthless private school educations that they go and do nothing with. So at the very least, what you have right now is not really that bad. It's going to take you 4 years, but that goes by in a blink of an eye.
Okay, well, that actually gave me, like, encouragement. I've been feeling so bad about the whole thing for so long.
No, you don't need to feel bad. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of staying disciplined. It's a matter of time. And maybe even, like, you don't need to go out once a month. Or if you do that, just do it on a budget. Like, don't spend any money on drinks. You never want to spend
really drink, so.
Awesome. Awesome. That's a big one. If you end up, okay, so don't do that. If you go out and eat, you know, just get an appetizer when you go out to eat instead of getting an entree. You can save some money there. Get the same experience. Do things for free. Hang out. You know, just go for free experiences right now, just for the sake of saving money, and that's it.
Yes, and you'd be happy to know I make my own iced coffee every morning.
Oh, that makes me so happy to hear, because I'm drinking one right now. So that makes me very happy. Yeah. Anyway, perfect. Well, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate this, and best of luck, and keep me posted with everything.
Thank you so much.
Cool. Have a good one. I'll talk to you later.
You too. Bye. All right.
Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. If you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to always destroy the living daylights out of that like button if you haven't done that already. It does help out the YouTube algorithm. Also, make sure to smash that subscribe button, hit the notification bell, add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily, so if you want to add me on that, feel free to follow me there. And also, if you want to be on the Graham Stephan Show, all the information is down below in the description with all the information that you need to potentially be on. So go ahead, send us an email. And I hope to see you on. Thanks again for watching, and until next time.